the history was, SANS was sort of built in the late 60s, and it was built really as part of the South African textile industry, including apparel, you know, including clothing textiles. And as that industry came under more and more pressure in the 90s, we closed down the apparel division, and I'm talking under correction here, but it was late 90s that we closed down the apparel division, which supplied fibers into weavers that made, you know, cloth for apparel, for clothing. And then there was a small industrial fibers market. Largely speaking, in South Africa, the market was for tire fabric, the fabric that goes into making car tires. So there was a market for that. But late last year, that closed down as well. And with that, that was the last really bit of market left in Southern Africa for their products. So all of the products that SANS Fibers made were, they imported the raw material, turned them into, you know, industrial fibers, and then exported the resulting product. So there wasn't really a local market at all. There's a very small sewing thread market here in South Africa, people who make sewing threads out of fibers. But out of 600 tons a month, I think less than 15 tons was sold locally. So what's that? It's, you know, less than 5% of their business was local, but 95% of their business was exports.